A 480-pound emerald is at the center of an international ownership brawl. The Brazilian government appeared in court downtown today to try to bring the Bahia emerald home. Martha Daniel reports.
When it was hauled from the mines of northeastern Brazil in 2001, the massive gem known as the Bahia emerald was the largest of its kind in the world. Ever since, it's been the center of an international saga with countless legal and extra-legal twists and turns. The gem has passed through numerous hands, traveling from Brazil to Southern California to New Orleans, where it spent a year trapped underground after Hurricane Katrina, and finally to Los Angeles. Now, Brazil is fighting to get the emerald back after its 14-year sojourn around the world. It all started with a Silicon Valley investment gone wrong.
It's kind of a long story.
That's Steve Haney, a lawyer representing a Sacramento real estate investor involved in the current court case.
2009, there was about six different lawsuits filed by different people claiming to be the owner of the Bahia Emerald, and we're now down to the final two parties.
Brazil claims the emerald is a national treasure, and that because of its cultural significance, it should be returned to its homeland. But Haney says the two remaining claimants made some compelling arguments to continue the court proceedings in Los Angeles. The question now is, who really paid for this thing?
Where you start to get into the confusion as to which parties actually paid for it, because more than one party actually paid money for the same emerald.
Haney says the story of how the Brazilian emerald ended up at the center of a legal battle in Los Angeles is headed for Hollywood. A screenplay is in the works. A judge ruled today that the trial will continue in Los Angeles. The next court date is set tentatively for May 11th. Martha Daniel, Annenberg Radio News.
In the interest of full disclosure, Mr. Haney is the father of ARN staff producer Taylor Haney.